All Saints' Day, All Souls' Day, Dia de los Muertos. This time of year, many cultures remember those who have gone before. But funeral customs are changing, and NPR's Martin Costi reports on one cemetery company's efforts to keep up.
Americans aren't going for coffins like they used to. Cremation is on the rise, as is the number of families who decide to dispose of the ashes somewhere other than a cemetery. Arnie Swanson recalls witnessing just such a scene.
My son and I were playing golf at a local golf course, and a group of individuals came out to the fairway. And later we found out the family were broadcasting their loved one who had been cremated on the fairway.
As it happens, Swanson is a market director for Dignity Memorial Service Corporation International, and he realized he was looking at lost business.
There just simply was not a product to meet the needs of this family.
Now, 3 years later, there is such a product.
So here we have our Sunset Hills Memorial Golf Park, and this was created to honor those who are passionate about the game of golf.
In a hilltop cemetery with views of downtown Seattle and the Olympic Mountains, a brand new, perfectly playable golf hole. The ashes of the dearly departed can be poured into a sealed vault that's hidden underneath the putting green. And that's just the beginning of the interment possibilities.
Phase one includes, of course, the green itself, the ossuary, the water feature, the leaderboard, and then, of course, the large sand trap, which has been gridded out, and there are actually burial spaces in the sand trap for those who have been cremated.
I don't really understand golf sensibility enough to understand why would someone want the sand trap. Isn't that kind of hell versus heaven?
Well, it is, but if you spent a lot of time in the sand trap while you were playing golf, while here at Sunset Hills Memorial Park, you have the opportunity to spend an eternity in the trap.
At this point, you might be wondering whether this whole thing is a bit of a put-on, but it appears to be legit. Swanson says he's already sold 3 plots, if you can call them that. Still, he does like his little golf jokes.
The one thing we don't allow here at Sunset Hills Memorial Golf Park are any mulligans. This is permanent.
No mulligans. So, got it.
Once you're here.
Gotcha.
Mulliganing golf is a do-over.
I understand.
The company plans to expand the Memorial Golf Hole concept to another one of its properties in Phoenix, and after that, maybe Las Vegas. Swanson says he might contemplate products that memorialize other kinds of sports, but really, golf is ideal. With its emphasis on quiet and lawn care, it just fits in among the gravestones.
The one unique thing about Sunset Hills is we guarantee you that everyone here finishes 6 under.
I've got a million of them.
Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
This is NPR News.